This is KUT. In recent weeks, the release of Austin's first-ever housing plan has faced scrutiny at public meetings. The plan aims to address the city's growing affordability problem by setting goals for new housing production. Austin City Council members are set to vote on whether to adopt the plan tomorrow, and as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, they're proposing some changes to make the implementation process smoother.
Council members have been hearing public testimony on the proposed housing plan for the past 2 weeks, but some say we need more time. At yesterday's work session, Councilmember Ora Houston asked for the vote to be postponed to allow for more public input. She also wants the city's Zoning and Planning Commission to hold a hearing on the housing plan.
I'm sure you all know that the commission is responsible for 68.5% of Austin's geographical area, and they would like to see the plan and offer some recommendations before it's finalized.
Houston, who represents part of East Austin, also raised questions about the geographic strategies outlined in the plan. It prioritizes putting affordable housing near frequent transit routes and activity corridors. Houston noted that much of that infrastructure is concentrated in the east, while it remains scarce in wealthier West Austin districts. She worries these proposed strategies may contribute to further gentrification in her district. But Councilmember Delia Garza, who represents part of Southeast Austin, disagreed. She said policies outlined in the housing plan could bring much-needed resources to the area.
We don't have jobs in east of 35. We don't have town centers. We don't have grocery stores. We don't have amenities that we've all been advocating for. And the purpose of this is to say, how do we get that stuff east of 35? We don't have it west because West Austin already has grocery stores. They have jobs.
Councilmember Ann Kitchen later offered an amendment to refine some of the plan's goals. She says not every corridor or council district has equal capacity for affordable housing. Her amendment calls for considering the amount of affordable housing that already exists in each district and setting goals for adding units accordingly. Kitchen also wants the city manager to draft specific steps for implementation, identify priorities, and establish a timeline for reporting progress to City Council.
This action plan would be more specific in terms of resource needs for the particular plan implementation, and that might be funding or other kinds of necessary resources.
While city staff say adoption of the housing plan isn't necessarily an urgent matter, doing it now would align with next week's release of a map of the city's new land development code. Council members are set to vote on adoption at tomorrow's meeting. Saida Hassan, KUT News.